Welcome to Talking Facts, and thank you for tuning in to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts, a podcast collaboration between the University of Kentucky Markey Cancer Center and the UK Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment's Cooperative Extension Service. We will share with you the latest developments in cancer prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and research from the experts at Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only National Cancer Institute-designated comprehensive cancer center. Talking Facts is hosted by the UK Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Hunter, Assistant Extension Director for Family and Consumer Sciences. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Nathan Vandeford, the director of the ACTION, or Appalachian Career Training in Oncology program at the University of Kentucky. Welcome, Nathan.
Jennifer, it's great to be here.
So, Nathan, in addition to having you join us today on the podcast, you have brought a roundtable team to join us today. And I would like to kick off with providing each individual the opportunity to introduce themselves. And we will start with Holly.
Hi, I'm Holly Burke, and I'm the program coordinator of the ACTION program.
Thank you, Holly. We're also thrilled to be joined by two University of Kentucky students today. Next, we have Abigail.
Hi, my name is Abby Kanoy. I'm a senior neuroscience major with Appalachian Studies and Pharmacology Minors, and I'm from Greene County, Kentucky.
And we are also pleased to be joined by Kaylee today.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Caudill. I'm an agricultural and medical biotechnology major with an Appalachian Studies minor, and I'm a freshman.
Wonderful. Well, welcome all, and thank you again for joining us. Today, we're going to talk in general about cancer in Kentucky, learn more about the ACTION program at UK, but then also focus on a new book that has just been released titled Cancer in Appalachia, A Collection of Youth-Told Stories. But Nathan, I first want to start with you, and can you provide us an overview of cancer in Kentucky?
Absolutely. Just very briefly, Kentucky has a major cancer problem. Kentucky ranks first in the nation in overall incidence and mortality rates. So no other state in the U.S. has a cancer problem that's worse than ours. So that's bad. And then what's worse is that the rates of cancer are significantly higher in eastern Kentucky. So the 54 counties in eastern Kentucky that are in the Appalachian region have very high cancer rates, incidence and mortality rates. And those are driven by a number of different things, including health behaviors, poor health behaviors, and inequities in social determinants of health, like poverty, education, access to care, and those kinds of things.
Thank you. Now I want to transition into the ACTION program. And we've had the opportunity to talk about this program on our podcast before, and I think it's such a unique opportunity that is available at the University of Kentucky. So Holly, again, ACTION stands for Appalachian Career Training in Oncology program. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit more about the program?
Sure. So we have two parts of our program. We have the undergraduate ACTION program, which serves our students at the University of Kentucky, who are hopefully going to be going into the medical field, specifically doing cancer research. So our program helps those students get involved in cancer research labs, and then we provide them with a lot of different outreach opportunities, like the book we're going to be talking about today. And then we have a high school program. And the high school program, we are targeting students from the Appalachian regions of Kentucky and training those students up and teaching them about the medical field. So our students get access to a summer program where they get to live on campus and participate in those cancer research labs as well.
So Abigail and Kaylee, both of you all have had the opportunity to participate in the ACTION program. Let's first start with Abby. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with ACTION?
Yes. So it's a two-year program. So I'm going into my second year now. I'll graduate and then be out of the program from that way. But when I came to college, it was right in the middle of COVID. So I didn't have a lot of in-person opportunities to meet that many people, to have a mentor and stuff like that. So when I heard about the Action Program, I was most excited for the community that would come along with it. I knew that there was going to be students that had like-minded interest in cancer like I did, and then also great mentors came along with it as well. And so that's what really recruited me.
And Kaylee, I'm going to give you the same question. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Action?
I was actually part of the two-year high school program, and then now I'm in the undergraduate program. And for me, I think it was one of the biggest opportunities I got in high school, and it just fell in my lap randomly, and I decided to apply. But through the high school program, I've just met so many people that I'm still friends with after like 5 years almost now. And we go to college here, and we have all these wonderful opportunities, like getting chances to work in the research labs and meet new people, and it's just been a great experience.
So a question back to Nathan and Holly. Can you share how often do we see the transition from a student going from the high school program to the undergraduate program?
The second cohort that Kaylee was in, I think we've had the most students in the high school program come to UK and join the Action Program. Our third cohort right now, we have quite a few students who have applied to UK, and being on campus during the summer really helps them decide where they want to go to school. A lot of students decide to come to UK because they've gotten this experience.
It's interesting because we, or at least me, I didn't design the program to be sort of a recruitment tool for, you know, students coming to UK. But I do think that students come here and they realize what outstanding opportunities are here at UK versus other institutions. And I tell students all the time, you know, all the other institutions that they could possibly go to are outstanding. But here they have such an amazing opportunity to get a great education while also participating in world-class research and shadowing and all these things all on one campus that they may not have an opportunity to do in other places.
I think that's a really neat continuum of experience to be able to transition from the high school program to the undergraduate program. And certainly one of those things that we want to focus on is an outcome of that program is the new book that has just been released. And again, that's Cancer in Appalachia, a collection of youth told stories. And Abby and Kaylee are both authors in the new book. So we will start with Abby. Can you tell us about your contribution to the book?
Yes. So we were told that we were going to write a book. I was really excited. And then Dr. Vanderford was like, we're going to do fiction this time. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not creative. I'm a STEM major. And so it took a lot of work for me to figure out how to do this type of thing. I'm used to writing the research papers and having the facts all presented. And so one day I started writing a poem just randomly because I was trying to form a fictional story. It was really hard for me, but I sat down and wrote it and then ended up like finishing the whole thing and sent it to them, and they read it and was like, actually, this is good. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And so we went from there. It was definitely a really unique experience and also really needed because it kind of showed me how I can be creative in a way as well.
It's excellent that you can recognize that growth in yourself of being stretched to try something new and different and being able to succeed. Kaylee, can you tell us a little bit about your contribution?
Yeah, I was kind of in the same boat a little bit. I'm really used to writing like argumentative writing or informative writing, but not so much fiction. So when I started, I was like kind of nervous, but at a certain point, you just got to make yourself like write words on a page, even if it sounds horrible. So by the end of writing the book, it actually was pretty good. And my main goal with it was just to make it shocking. And I think I've achieved that goal. So.
Well, I am certain that it's probably more than pretty good because I have had the opportunity to read previous releases of the book. So as we mentioned, this is the third book that has been released through the Action Program. And so I look forward to having that opportunity. If one of our listeners would be interested in attaining a copy of the book, how can it be located?
In two ways that I can think of off the top of my head. So our publisher, Butler Books, if folks just Google Butler Books, it's available from their website, or it's also available on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and, you know, you could search the title of the book or my name, or and it would come up that way.
We are also having a book event in Ashland, Kentucky at the Highlands Museum, April 13th from 1 to 4. Students will be there reading sections of their stories and poems, and we'll be handing out copies there as well.
So yeah.
Open to the public.
For free. We'll bring copies and we'll distribute free copies there if people come and want a copy.
That is very exciting. So for our listeners, we will put the details in the show notes. So if you're interested in following up for more information, in addition to including links about the action program and contacts, if that's something that a student may be interested in following up on. Nathan, Holly, Abby, and Kaylee, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing more about the action program and the exciting news about the release of the new book.
Absolutely.
Thank you
very much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to Cancer Conversations on Talking Facts. Our goal is to connect you with the latest advances in cancer research in the Commonwealth. If you enjoyed today's podcast and have a suggestion for a future show topic, please message us on the UK Markey Cancer Center Facebook page at facebook.com/UK Markey, or visit our website at markey.uky.edu for more information. You can find University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension programs at your local Extension office or online at fcs.uky.edu. Building strong families, building Kentucky. It starts with us.